This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Zhang Huang Chia. The Legislative Black Caucus is vowing to fight attempts in both the Missouri House and Senate to pass Republican-sponsored workplace discrimination bills. As Marshall Griffin tells us, both Senate and House bills would redefine discrimination as a motivating factor in actions taken against an employee.
Currently, discrimination in Missouri is defined as a contributing factor in actions taken against a worker by his or her employer. Steve Webb of St. Louis County chairs the Black Caucus.
We're not condoning that people bring frivolous lawsuits, but what we are saying is we're not going to stand for people not being able to bring a lawsuit if they're discriminated against.
The bill supporters say it would bring Missouri in line with federal discrimination guidelines and would be more business friendly. Two House committees have passed it, and it now goes to the floor for debate. The Senate version is being blocked by Democrats. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Two of Missouri's three Republican senatorial candidates are expected to meet in a debate in Branson today. U.S. Representative Todd Akin and former state treasurer Sarah Stillman will be participating in the debate. The third candidate, St. Louis businessman John Brunner, is not planning to attend. All the Republicans are challenging Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill in the November elections. The debate will be held at Branson High School Auditorium. Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum is coming to Missouri to give a speech about the jobs and the economy. Santorum will be at St. Charles Community College today. Inspectors with the Army Corps of Engineers are performing daily inspections of the area where the Bridge Point levee was intentionally breached in May. The intentional breach successfully lowered the level of the flooding in Mississippi River and helped save nearby Cairo, Illinois, but flooded 130,000 acres of Missouri farmland. The Corps says the river is rising again and 2 to 4 feet of water will likely get into the center crevice, although major problems are not predicted. A maintenance crew is repairing access to roads at both the center and upper crevices. A new University of Missouri research park in South Columbia is struggling to find tenants. The Columbia, Missouri reports that an addition to the university's Discovery Ridge Research Park is on hold until at least half of the space is leased. The project was announced 7 months ago by a Kansas City developer. The University System's research park manager says the economic downturn is to blame. The research park is now home to ABC Labs as well as an animal research company. Legislation to make Missouri a right-to-work state is again coming up in state Senate. A Senate panel last week endorsed two bills that would make it a misdemeanor to require workers to pay union fees as a condition of employment. Business groups said such laws could help the state attract more jobs, while unions said the measures would allow people to get benefits without paying for their representation in bargaining talks. The legislation in Missouri comes as Indiana appears close to becoming a right-to-work state. For KBIA News, I'm Zhang Huang Chia.